Okay, there is a Medrash on Esther, Medrash on Esther Rabbah, Zayin Zayin. The Medrash tells us the following unbelievable story. At the time that Haman was given the right to send out those letters to destroy the Jewish people, Mordechai saw three children coming out of school. So Mordechai chased after them. Once Mordechai got to the children, it's hard to catch up to kids running out of school. Once he caught up to them, so he asked one of them, "Psokli psukech, go and tell me what pasuk you learned in school today." Amrlo, so naturally the little child was learning Mishlei. So he said, "Al tiro mipachad pitom." The pasuk I learned today was "Al tiro mipachad pitom, umishoas rishayim ki savo." That's the pasuk. Don't be afraid of sudden terror and from the holocausts of the evil that they will come. Pasach hasheni v'amar. First of all, that's an interesting pasuk to be teaching children, even if it wasn't in Mishlei. But pasuk hasheni v'amar. He says to the second child says, "This is what I learned. Ani karisi hayom. I'm holding in Yeshayahu perches. Utsu etza v'sufar dabru davar v'lo yakum ki imanu kel." That they're going to come up with all sorts of plans, but they're going to fall apart. All that they speak of will not last, because God is with us. Pasuk hashlishi v'yamar, third child says, v'ad ziknai, he's also learning Sefer Yeshayah, but he's a little more advanced. He's in the honors class, he's already in Parak Mem Vav. V'ad zikna ani hu, v'ad seva ani asbol, ani asisi v'ani asa, v'ani asbol v'amaleit. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, until old age, I'm still the same God. Till when I get old, I still will be able to withstand everything I have done, and I continue to withstand, and I will be able to persevere. Kivan Shashama Mordechai Kach, when Mordechai heard this, Sachak. So he was overjoyed. This made him happy. He smiled. Ve'yisameach simcha gedola. Tremendous joy overtook Mordechai. Amar lo Haman, so Haman was following Mordechai around apparently, said, I saw you talking to those kids and all of a sudden they said something and made you happy. What's the simcha that you have from hearing these children? So Mordechai says, Amar lo, al besaros tavos shebasruni, shelo efchad mina eitzah hara sheyatzta aleinu. What those children told me is that I don't have to worry about the Eitzah, about all of your plans to destroy me and to bring my people down to destroy my people. Now I don't have to worry about it anymore because of what those children just told me. So a couple of questions. First of all, why does Mordechai need three psukim to reassure him? Meaning the messages of all the pasuk, of all the psukim seem to be the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to persevere, the Rishayim won't. And not only that, I mean, you could have picked a lot of different psukim to give those same messages. There are plenty of psukim in Tehillim like that. True, there are more psukim in Tanakh about, but there are plenty of psukim in Tanakh about negative messages and the evils of that could befall Klal Yisrael when we don't do mitzvos, but there are also a lot of good, hopeful psukim as well. What is it about these three psukim? What are the particular unique messages of these three psukim? And second, we have mitzvos other than destroying Amalek, not related to the Medrash, just in general. We have mitzvos to destroy and kill other nations as well. There's a mitzvah to kill out the seven nations that inhabited Eretz Yisrael when we entered Eretz Yisrael. However, there's a major difference between the mitzvah of getting rid of the Zainamim and getting rid of Amalek. We're not only supposed to destroy Amalek, but Timcha as Zecher Amalek Mitachas HaShemayim. Basically, it's not just that they don't have a right to live in Israel, they don't have a right to live Tachas HaShemayim. They don't have a right to be on this earth. Much, much more severe. How are we to make sense of that, and why Amalek is so different than every other nation? So there's a Gra. The Gra in Kol Eliyahu explains the Medrash as follows. There's a Gemara about Basra Daf Yud Beis where the Gemara tells us, Miyom Shecharav Beis HaMikdash Nitla Nevua V'Nitla L'Tinokos, that after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we no longer have Nevua, now it's given over to children. So it, and the Gemara also showed him that if a fool is just ranting, sometimes there's a little Nevua in what he's saying, or a child just innocently says something, then there's Nevua in the words of a child as well. And each child in this Medrash has a very profound message of Nevua to share with Mordechai. See, there are three times in Tanakh that we know of that Amalek attacks Klal Yisrael. And on each occasion that Amalek attacks Klal Yisrael, the motive that Amalek had and how they chose to attack, how they chose to bring us down, was different. First time they attack is in Parshas Beshalach. Vayavo Amalek, vayilachem im Yisrael berufidim. So what happened? Amalek took us by surprise. We let our guard down. Chazal understand what's refidim? Sherafu yudeya midivrei Torah. Refidim is, we weren't so serious about Torah, we weren't learning Torah to the best of our ability. And when we weakened ourselves in our commitment to Torah, Amalek was able to attack. We were vulnerable, we weren't expecting to be attacked. And Amalek was opportunistic, they took advantage of it. When we let our guard down, they came and they attacked us. So the first child tells Mordechai, Al tira mipachad pitom. Don't be afraid by the sudden fear, by the surprise attack, by he who comes suddenly when you're not expecting it. That's the first attack. Second attack of Amalek is in Parshas Chukas. Torah tells us, Vayishma Knani Melech Arad Yoshev HaNegev Kiva Yisrael Derech HaSarim Vayilachem BiYisrael. And the Medrash quoted by Rashi on that pasuk says, no, HaKnani Yoshev HaNegev are not Knanim at all. Yoshev HaNegev are Amalekim. So why does it call them Knanim and then it says Yoshev HaNegev? Yoshev HaNegev are Amalekim. So Rashi comments, quoting from Chazal, that Amalek had a plan over here. They realized that if Klal Yisrael knows what we're up against, if we know that we're up against Amalek, so we're going to do what we always do. We're going to daven. We're going to daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam, save us from Amalek. So Amalek said, if we can only fool them to make them think that we're Kananim, and if they think we're Kananim, they'll daven, but they're going to daven, save us from the Kananim. We're not really Kananim, so we're going to be able to get around and we'll be able to attack them. The tefillos aren't going to help. That was their ingenious plan. Of course, they started to speak like Kananim in order to be able to give the impression that they're Kananim. They spoke in a Kanani dialect or the Kanani language, whatever it is. And Klal Yisrael noticed that something was off. Similar to Kol Kol Yaakov Ayidayim Yidei Esav, Klal Yisrael realized, HaBegadim Bigdei Amalekim VaKol Kol HaKananim. Right? They realized that the clothing that they're wearing is Amaleki clothing. And, so as they're speaking Kanani language, their t-shirt says in Amaleki language, whatever, you know. So they realize that something is a little wrong over here. And Klal Yisrael said, I don't know what these people are, so we're just going to daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save us from these people. We don't know who they are, just save us from them. So this attack was much more nuanced. It wasn't just, oh, they're not expecting us, let's jump in. There was strategy involved. There was deceit involved in this attack of Amalek. They planned how they were going to remain immune to our tefillos. So the second child tells Mordechai, when they have plans, utsu etza v'sufar. They're going to have all sorts of plans, but don't worry, nothing's going to come up. Nothing's going to come of those plans. Those plans will be undone. Third time Amalek attacks is, of course, Megillas Esther. Haman plots to kill us in the Megillah, and the Medrash records, Amru lo chachmei umas ha'olam. The other chachamim said to Haman, the other chachmei umas ha'olam, the other wise men, said to Haman, Leich v'zbonin b'mlachim arishonim. They said, let history be a guide to you. Look who you're starting up with. You're going to try to take down Klal Yisrael. Pay a little bit of attention to history. Look at what's happened to those who have tried this in the past. B'mlachim arishonim, al shepashtu yudeim b'Yisrael, ma'ol salahem, paro, sancheriv. Think about where those people are now, what their end was like. Are you sure you want to do this? And Haman, Miyad Amalem Haman, his response, Eloka shetava leparo biyam va'asli sol nisim gvuros sheshamatem hu kvar zakein. Now that was so many years ago. You know how old that God must be? He must be so old right now. There's no way he's going to be able to defeat me. Ein yochel lasos klum. Shekvar ala Nebuchadnezzar vehechrev beso v'nisrav hechalo. Nebuchadnezzar destroyed his home, so he's a homeless old man. A homeless old man has no chance against me. Hecham kochu gvuraso shekvar hiskin. That was Haman's response. So Haman came up with essentially the most ridiculous argument you'll ever hear. Meaning how theologically bankrupt and theologically challenged does a person have to be to say that the Ribono Shel Olam, that God gets old, and because we don't have a Mikdash of Eitzim Va'avanim, he's incapable to be able to do something. And Haman, obviously in the moment, when you have a plan, sometimes you're not willing to listen to reason. So he took large groups of people and literally led them like lambs to the slaughter. led them down this path that can't end well for them. Anyone who was a follower of Haman, it couldn't end well. And if Haman was thinking rationally, he should have known that. And the third child tells Mordechai, Va'ad zikna anihu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in Yeshayahu, Ad zikna anihu. I'm the same the Ribbono Shel Olam when I get old. It doesn't change. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get old. That's absurd. Perhaps we can suggest that these three messages connect to three core values of Judaism. The three attacks allow us to identify the three failings that can make us as Jews vulnerable to Amalek, and the holiday that celebrates the victory over Amalek Purim celebrates how we can fortify those areas of vulnerability and allow us to strengthen ourselves in the three core values that allow us to be productive Jews. Of course, those core values of Torah Avoda and Gemilas Chasadim. So what am I talking about? How does this all relate? The first attack was Sharafu Yudeya Midivri Torah. It was in Rafidim. Chazal say we weren't learning Torah enough. Bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yetzar Hara, Bara Lo Torah Tavlin. We need the Torah. If we don't have the Torah, we're vulnerable to attack from the Yetzar Hara, and we see we're vulnerable to attack from Amalek and the influence that Amalek has, which comes in the form of Yetzar Hara. So they attack our failings in Torah. So on Purim, we celebrate Kimu V'Kiblu HaYehudim. We celebrate a Kabbalah Satorah. And one of the mitzvahs Hayom to celebrate that is a public Limud Torah, a public Kriya of the Megillah, a public reading of a Sefer in Tanakh, to fortify ourselves in that area that allowed us to be so vulnerable in the first place. Second attack occurs when Amalek realizes that if Klal Yisrael can't pray, then Klal Yisrael can't defeat them. Klal Yisrael needs avoda. Gemara in Tainus Taf Beis, Ezo hi avoda shi belev, havayom rezu tefila. Tefila is avoda. And if we fail in avoda, Amalek has a chance. So as a result, we have a mitzvah in Purim to also strengthen avoda, but not through tefila per se. There's another method of strengthening avoda. Gemara Menachos Taf Tzadi Zayin. Rabbi Yochanan Blaz Adami Tarvayu, Bizman Shabes HaMikdash Kayam, Mizbeach Mechaper Al Adam. How did the Avoda used to be done when there was a Beis HaMikdash? We would bring Karbanos on the Mizbeach. Va'achshav Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayam, Shulchano Shel Adam Mechaper Alav. A person's table, how he eats a meal, is Mechaper for him. That is our form of Avoda. Another form, obviously Tefillah is also a form of Avoda. So we have a second mitzvah in Purim, relating to Avoda, relating to our replacement for the Kapara, for the Mechaper, the Beis HaMikdash, and that is the mitzvah of Sudas Purim, and as the Truma Sedashin explains, the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos goes along with the mitzvah of Sudas Purim. They're one and the same. Not one and the same, but one's a feature of the other. And finally, Amalek attacks when it seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has grown old and tired. What does that mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has grown old and tired? What does that mean for us? When we feel God is old and tired, Amalek attacks? I think the imagery is that sometimes you get the impression that something's just growing stale. It's like in yeshivas now that work on that don't work on a Queen's College calendar, that work on on the Jewish calendar, when there's Adar Aleph and Adar Beis and the Zman, that Chorev Zman, that goes forever and ever, and then you throw in an extra month. Like, at a certain point, guys just start going out of their minds. And they're just like, they don't feel that excitement anymore. They don't feel like it's alive. They don't feel that Judaism is challenging them in an exciting way. It's like, just another... You know, I remember when I was in yeshiva, and we were during Adar Beis, Silver had to give his whole shmooze, like, but Kama Daf Tezvav is just as important as any other Daf in Shas. Whatever it was, whatever Daf we were up, I don't remember what it was, but, like, it's Torah Hashem, it's Dvar Hashem, it's alive, it's exciting. When we say the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Zakein, it means that we feel that Judaism lacks a certain vibrancy, that it lacks a certain excitement. And, you know, you have this sometimes in communities. You know, Baruch Hashem, a lot of times people describe the shul that I'm zochet to be the rabbi of as being vibrant, young and vibrant. Why do they call it young and vibrant? Because there are new people moving in all the time. There's just a lot going on. There's always chesed going on. People are delivering meals, having babies, this and that. There's just a lot going on. And when there's a lot going on, it's vibrant, it's exciting. Their shul's a lot bigger than mine. The people describe it as dead. because you walk in there and nothing is going on. There's maybe the annual men's club golf match or something. There's nothing. Nothing happening. Klal Yisrael is exciting. The way we demonstrate our how exciting we are is when we get together and we do things together and we help each other out and we're giving and we're going from place to place. So our third mitzvah of the day, we have a mitzvah designed to strengthen our commitment to chesed, our commitment to reaching out to other people, to getting together with other people. And that's a mitzvah, obviously, of Matanos Levyonim. It's no coincidence that Haman purposely tried to mislead his people for his own personal interest. Yeah, their God is old, so let me take you down the wrong path by reassuring them that Kodesh Baruch is old and incapable of saving Klal Yisrael. And our response to that is we help other people even though we have no self-interest in doing so. We do the exact opposite. We go and we help other people because that's a vibrant Judaism. When people are working for each other, they're helping each other, they're looking out for each other. That's how yeshivas feel vibrant. When people are talking and learning, when there's pilpul chaverim, when there's a sense of achrayus for each other, that's how Judaism feels alive. If everyone's in their own little corner, you don't feel the life, you don't feel the excitement of Yiddishkeit. And that's Matanos Levyonim. So why is it that Amalek is different than all the other nations of the world? All the other seven nations that we have to get rid of out of Eretz Yisrael, Amalek has to be wiped off the face of this earth. How harsh is that? But when you think about the fact that there are three pillars upon which the world stands, and Amalek tries to attack each of those pillars, tries to knock down the pillar of Torah, tries to knock down the pillar of Avodah, tries to knock down the pillar of Gemilas Chasadim, it's too dangerous to keep them here. The world can't survive with an Amalek. If Amalek is successful, the world won't be here. So we have to timcha zecher Amalek mitachas hashamayim. They have to be gone entirely. That's our job, because we have to stand up for those core values of Torah, of Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim, all represented in the mitzvos hayom of Purim.